Got your barf bag handy? The Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast is on the air. The Medicare podcast for Medicare podcasters. And now proving you can take the boy out of Oklahoma, Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everybody. It's time for another exciting episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. And I am your Medicare expert. I'm in charge here now today. It's a pleasure to be greeting you. It's a pleasure to be talking about Medicare, because if I don't talk about it, who will? Well, as it turns out, there are a lot of people who will yak about it endlessly, but there's a method to my madness, and that is to try to make you feel comfortable and confident about the approaching Medicare crossover that you're going to have to perform at some point. And I make that my life's work. It is important that people approaching Medicare make the right decisions and perform their duties at the correct times to avoid problems and to avoid lifetime enrollment penalties and things like that. And that's what I'm here for. And I'm here to help you purchase the insurance products that will make Medicare an ironclad, bulletproof, armored protection for you as far as medical bills might go, because you just never know when something bad will happen in the future and those medical bills will assault your fiscal well-being. And you will be able to defend yourself with the decisions that we've made when you first enter Medicare. So that's the whole point of our exercise. And one of the ways that I can help you do that is to encourage you to buy my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023. If you put that in the search window at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com, you're going to find yourself faced with several editions of my book, but each one has the same valuable knowledge in it. It's an explanation of the Medicare system, but not too much of an explanation. It's some of the detail of the Medicare system, but not too much of the detail. Some suggestions as to how you should approach Medicare and what you should do, but not too much of that, because frankly, Medicare is not the most exciting subject in the world, but it's a necessary evil. So I try to make it as painless as possible, and I've been told by countless people that the book did what I intended it to do. So I'm very proud of it for that purpose, and I am hoping that you will find it to be very useful as well. Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023. Speaking of lazy men, I'm looking at a guy right now who's sitting out by a swimming pool with the sun setting in the west, and and he's just happy as a clam right now. Randy, what's going on in your life?
Oh, I am having a great day today after I got all my little widgets and all that kind of stuff working. But I was going to ask you before I delved into this, you know, I have this specially curated list of Medicare questions. Uh-huh. Would you like me to trot one of those out?
I wish you would.
Okay, well, this one, I think, again, is going to be very, very simple for you. Well, they're all simple for you, but
bottom line is, well, that's because I'm a simpleton.
Well, plus you're an expert. So, you know what the definition of an expert is, right?
I think I should hear it from you.
It's somebody from out of town with a briefcase.
Okay, there you go. Well, that certainly would be an apt description of me, I guess.
Yeah, so anyway, here we go. Take a drink of your soda and button your belt, because we are going to go after it. What happens to my Medicare plans when I move?
Oh, that's fairly simple. I had to take a drink of my soda. Randy put that thought in my head, and I could not avoid it. It's like I'm his puppet. Anyway, here's what happens when you move. If you were smart enough to follow my advice and get a Medicare supplement plan, nothing will happen to that. You will have that plan with you from the day you bought it until the day you either die or the day you decide to change out for a different one, whatever the reason might be for that. But I consider it unlikely. I try to help people to the extent that they purchase a plan from me that is high enough quality that they're never going to feel the need to get another one. And that plan is good everywhere in the United States and in all U.S. possessions. So the other problem you have is the drug plan. If you have a drug plan that is typical of all drug plans, Medicare Part D drug plans, that has a geographical area, and you will have to reapply in your new location. So your geographical location with your new drug plan may look exactly like your old drug plan. It may be the same company. It may have been done on the same application pages, but that's the stupidity of some of these Medicare laws. So you cannot move with your drug plan. You must apply for a new drug plan with your residence address being your new location. If you were unfortunate enough to get a Medicare Advantage plan, it's the same kind of thing. Once you move with the Medicare Advantage plan, you have to replace it because it's only good in a geographical area where you used to live. However, that's a good news because it gives you the opportunity to rethink the Medicare coverage and maybe think about getting a Medicare supplement plan, which is what I recommend for all of my clients. And in fact, that's what all my clients buy because I refuse to sell a client a Medicare Advantage plan. So that would be the answer, I think, Randy.
I was going to ask you, could you remind me, I know I should have this right off the tip of my tongue, but could you remind me what Part C is?
Crap,
I know. And what does that stand for? Medicare Advantage, that's crap. Yeah,
that's right, exactly right. Medicare Disadvantage, Medicare Scamvantage.
Scamvantage, yes,
all that stuff. Very wise people use that, so... Medicare Advantage is something to be avoided, and you keep hearing about how many more and more people are enrolling in Medicare Advantage plans, but in reality, I believe, like we discovered in the last episode, that it's groups of retirees being forced into Medicare Advantage that accounts for the growth in that plan.
You're the expert. So let's say that I'm in one of those situations where I'm going to be forced out of my supplement plan into a Medicare Advantage plan. Is there nothing I can do about that other than just, you know, suck it up and go stay with my supplement?
That article I read said very clearly, you don't have to take either of the two plans that they have available. You may go outside the system and get your own plan, but you got to pay for it yourself. So if you say, I prefer to have the quality of a Medicare supplement plan over the free and undisciplined and lackluster coverage provided by a Medicare Advantage plan, then you have to be willing to write that check every month. But if you talk to me, I can help you discover the world of high deductible Medicare supplement. It won't cost you very much. It's not very risky, but it saves you a ton of money in monthly premium. So that's what you would have to do is say, okay, sayonara to the retiree benefits and go out on your own.
Now, granted, I am not the expert, but I've picked up a little bit of lingo working with you for the last several years. Would they be given a special enrollment opportunity if they wanted to jump ship and get out of that Medicare Advantage plan that they were being forced into?
You know, that's a beautiful thing about group insurance. Group insurance groups used to have all kinds of special deals because you got a group of people. The insurance company says, well, this acquisition of this client is very free of cost because a whole bunch of people are signing up at the same time. We don't have to pay a commission to the salespeople. We don't have to do a lot of things. So let's make a deal. And what they would do is they'd say, let's let people enroll in our plan. Normally, they'd have to answer a health questionnaire, but because there are so many of them coming in, let's forego that. So that would be one thing. You wouldn't have to be healthy. You could be marginally healthy and still qualify to get the Medicare supplement plan. I don't know if that happens now or not. I know that there are groups, people have Medicare supplement groups, but I've just never seen that in action, so I can't say for sure, but it would be worthwhile to examine if somebody allows you the opportunity to join one of those groups.
Well, absolutely. I mean, regardless of whether you were forced into a Medicare Advantage plan group because of an employer situation or a retiree situation, I think your advice still holds true. I mean, it's still going to suck, you know, being part of a Medicare Advantage plan. And bottom line is, just because you're part of a group doesn't really make it any better.
Absolutely not. But the fact is, if you've got your freedom of choice and you want to retain your freedom of choice, then your only goal or your only opportunity to do that is to purchase your own Medicare supplement plan. If you can do it as part of a group that, you know, still maintaining the freedom of choice that a Medicare supplement plan offers you, then so much the better. But I just don't see that out there growing on trees. So you're going to be on your own. But this is the whole thing I mentioned about in New York. There's a weird anomaly, that a legal atmosphere in the insurance business that forces the cost of a Plan G to be much higher than it is almost anywhere else in the United States. Well, if you compare it to the high deductible Plan G, all of a sudden that additional risk of taking the high deductible Plan G has disappeared. But I'm the only one talking about it. And you know why? Because an agent like me lives on his commissions, and his commissions are a function of the amount the client has to spend for the product. So if I sell you a product that doesn't cost very much, I'm cutting my own throat. I'm cutting my own income. But yet I like it because you're going to stay with me longer. You'll be happier with the product that I sell you because it doesn't cost you very much. When premium increase time comes around, you're going to get a teeny tiny increase, couple of dollars a month maybe, instead of what that $300 or $400 Plan G in New York premium would be. That would be like a $30 or $40 monthly increase. That's not going to make you very happy. So there are answers that can solve the problem, but they don't always involve groups. I wish there were groups that were available, but it's just not something I've ever run into.
Well, thank you for answering that question. You know me, I've always got, you know, some sort of question just rattling around in my head. And
I know. While I'm talking, you're looking through old encyclopedias, hoping to find something.
I know. Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they only weighed about 400 pounds. They came with a wooden case. And you couldn't find anything in them, no matter what you did anyway.
I know. And then if your parents moved, they'd have to decide whether to leave that piece of lead behind, or, you know, and buy a whole new set at the new house. Or
yeah, well, I know they bought them because they, you know, the Medicare or Medicare Advantage guy. No. Well, I think that's kind of the same way. The Britannica guy.
The Britannica guy, the Medicare Advantage guy, and the Duncan Yo-Yo guy.
Yes.
He used to come around to all the schools.
He guaranteed my folks that I would turn out to be a genius, and see how disappointed they were.
Well, fortunately, they can't complain about it now, but, you know, that was kind of a dirty trick to play on him, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Well, I'm going to go ahead and mute myself out, because you've got a lot of work to do today.
I've got a lot of stuff to talk about here, and we're not going to have time to get all of it taken care of. But I do want to say that there are interesting things going on in Georgia. I ran across this and I thought, oh my God, what if this problem were to spread into other states? I don't want it to. I'm pretty sure I don't want it to. But this article that I ran into basically says that there are big problems, and the state of Georgia Licensing Bureau, the Department of Motor Vehicles, DMV, has put out a plea, a request, and the request essentially says, and I found the article here so I can be accurate with my depiction, the headline of this article and the request from the Georgia DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, is, please wear clothes in your digital driver's license photographs, Georgia officials urge. Apparently in Georgia, you can take your own picture for your driver's license and send it in. And so there's a group of drivers in Georgia who, when they submit license pictures, photographs, they're taken without clothes on. So according to this article, your driver's license is not the right place for a spicy selfie, according to Georgia officials. The Georgia Department of Driver Services took to Facebook on Tuesday. This was the end of May, May 27th. They took to Facebook to remind drivers to keep their clothes on while taking photographs for a digital driver's license or ID. Please take pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for your digital driver's license. Now, when I had to go to the Phoenix, Arizona DMV earlier this year, because I was crossing over into another, you know, age bracket, and I had to go renew my driver's license. They wanted to make sure I could still talk and walk and everything else. There was a guy who basically said, smile, and took my picture. I wasn't allowed to submit my own picture of me, either clothed or unclothed. So I don't understand why in Georgia this is a problem. Georgia residents can use digital driver's license or ID in their Apple wallet on an iPhone or an Apple Watch. Okay, so maybe it doesn't really go on their license per se. The digital IDs can speed up the process at selected TSA checkpoints. The digital document does not serve as a replacement for a physical ID. Several people responded to the Facebook post asking if it was a joke or if it was really happening. The department responded with memes suggesting it was a real issue. So just want to let you people in Georgia know that nudity is not appreciated by these officials.
I've got a story to go along with that if we've got time, Doug.
We always have time for your stories, Randy.
Okay, so I'm going to apologize in advance because some people may consider this to be just on the edge of being a little off color, but I don't think anybody's going to be shocked.
I'll let you know if I blush.
So back in the day, Nebraska, where I'm from, used to let people put their own, you know, personalized stuff on your license plate. And there was apparently a woman at the state was responsible for monitoring these and, you know, trying to filter out the more spicy versions.
Yeah, you've told me about this. Wasn't her name Gladys or something?
It was Gladys Kravitz.
There you go.
Gladys Kravitz. And unfortunately, Gladys didn't have enough worldly knowledge to be able to catch them all, because I personally was driving down one of the main drags in Omaha, Nebraska, when I used to work for the bank downtown, following a Corvette, you know, one of those guys in a Corvette.
It's always a Corvette.
It's always a Corvette guy. Wasn't a GTO guy. It was a Corvette guy. And guess what his or her license was?
Oh, you'll have to tell me. I vaguely remember this. Go ahead. It had something to do with the wad.
One hot wad.
There you go. One hot wad. The old memory is still working.
It is. I looked at that. I'm going, oh, man. I'm not sure they let Gladys run that department for too much longer. But now that you're talking about getting, you know, the state of Georgia coming in with, you know, license pictures where you're somewhat lacking in, you know, formal clothing, I think one hot wad, that's a real, real simple one.
I'm going to try that one next time I renew my license plates. We'll see what they do in Illinois to screen out people like me. But I will tell you that I had a meeting with several women that comprised the product selection committee for a large brokerage firm, and I wanted them to sell my product to their clients. And so I had a meeting with them, and I went through all of the stuff, and I didn't take a breath. I let them ask questions, but basically when I finished talking, I said, ladies, I've shot my wad. And I found out later that they were horrified and highly insulted. And I'm thinking of a shotgun wad. You know, I used to reload my own shotgun shells when I had my own skeet range, and I went through a lot of ammunition. It was a money-saving deal to reload, and the wad is an important part of a shotgun.
Well, yeah,
shotgun
and that's actually the originating history of that term, but it has since been bastardized into another use.
Nobody bothered to tell me that before this meeting with all of these uptight ladies. So, frankly, that's water under the bridge, and I found my niche in life. So, well, I should go on with some curated content, or else the content curator is going to be very disturbed.
She's going to shut you down like a bad habit.
Yeah, she's gonna put the fear of God in me. So what else do I have? Oh, this is interesting. The headline of this little article is "Failed to Pay Your Medicare Premiums? Now What?" Have you fallen behind in paying your Medicare premiums? Switching banks, falling ill, forgetting to update your mailing address are some of the most common reasons why people become delinquent in paying their Medicare premiums. Unfortunately, these situations could also leave you uninsured. Before panic sets in, be sure to review any letters you have received from your insurance carrier. Plans are required to send a written bill that includes a due date and your past due amount. If your premium continues to go unpaid, you will receive a second written notice that explains the consequences of delinquency, which includes policy termination. Now, if you missed your due date and have received your second written notice, you may still be in luck. All plans are required to offer at least a 2-month grace period to all members who have fallen behind on their payments. Be sure and contact your carrier as soon as possible to catch up on your payments and to avoid disenrollment in your plan. If you fall outside of your plan's grace period and fail to contact them, you will likely be disenrolled from your plan. However, Medicare has a good cause policy which will allow you to request your policy be reinstated if you can prove that you experienced exceptional circumstances that prevented you from making timely payments. To see if you qualify to be re-enrolled using good cause policy, contact your plan provider no later than 60 days after your policy termination date. If you are unable to get your policy reinstated, you may have to wait until the next annual enrollment period to pick up coverage. Keep in mind that if you owe a Part D late enrollment, that's a drug plan, late enrollment penalty and fail to pay it, Medicare will instruct your plan to disenroll you. If you have a standalone prescription drug plan or a Medicare Advantage plan that includes drug coverage, you could lose your plan. If you owe the government a Part D income-related monthly adjustment amount and fail to pay it, Medicare will instruct your plan to disenroll you, according to CMS. A member may be disenrolled from a Medicare Advantage plan or employer group health plan if that plan includes their Medicare drug coverage. There are many things you can do to avoid non-payment cancellation. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan or prescription drug plan, you can elect to have your premiums taken directly from your Social Security check, which is very useful if you travel often or become ill or make changes to your bank account. You can also appoint a secondary person to receive cancellation notices in case you miss them. This can be done by filling out a simple form and taking it back to your carrier or sending it back. Many people find that creating an online account on their carrier's portal helps them stay in the know. That's like in the 1960s. Everybody was in the know and on the go. But in this case, creating an online account on the carrier's portal can help them stay in the know with their policies. Almost all carriers offer this free feature nowadays. Being in danger of policy termination is overwhelming, but staying on top of your insurance is the key to avoiding any mishaps. I have been corresponding occasionally with clients of mine, potential clients, new clients, old clients that have new questions. And so I've asked the curator, the content curator, to save a couple of these things. And one question, this comes from a guy named Bill. And he said, high deductible plan G's coverage of the hospital plan A deductible, does it get paid up front or only after the $2,700 deductible is paid? And I said, for example, if your first medical bill, if your first medical bill is for a hospital stay of 1 to 60 days and the only charge is the $1,600 deductible, is that paid out of pocket by the patient or is it paid by the Medicare supplement plan? In this case, high deductible plan G. In my example or picture that I included, the first section shows out of pocket for the $1,600. The second section, this is a very particular guy who has a lot of intellectual curiosity about these things, but it points up the fact that the description of the items that are eligible for payment does not include the Part B as in boy annual deductible, but yet the description of the high deductible plan G definition is that that deductible, although won't be paid, it will be calculated when adding up the expenses. And when the person gets to $2,700, the plan pays 100% for the rest of the year. So it won't be paid to you, but it'll be credited to you. And so I answered Bill by saying, if there were some Part B as in boy charges earlier that same year, let's say $10,000 of charges, the insured would have paid $2,000 in 20% coinsurance. Plus, he would have been credited with the $226 Part B deductible. But the law does not allow any Medicare supplement to pay that. That would leave $474 he would have to pay towards the $1,600 Part A deductible. This might have been a bad choice for the curator to pick because, frankly, when you're talking numbers, it's a little difficult to envision during a podcast what the numbers are doing. And right now, they're dancing around in front of my head. So let me then go to Dave. Actually, I'm Dave. This is Greg who wrote this letter. He said, "Hi, Dave. I hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. I've enjoyed listening to you and Randy on your podcast for the last year. I've also purchased your book, and I've read it twice. Great job. It's easy to read, and it makes sense." And he goes on to say, "I'll be turning 65 in 3 more months and would like for you to be my agent for Medigap. I have always been drawn to the high deductible plan. I've been drawing Social Security since I was 62 and was on COBRA, and I've been on Obamacare ever since. So I'm really looking forward to being on Medicare. Now for the concern. Last week, I had a TIA, which is a mini stroke. Within 5 hours, I was back to normal, and I have remained this way for the past week. After spending 2 days in the hospital, no blockage could be found. The cardiogram results weren't in when I left the hospital. I have an appointment with a cardiologist next week to review. Also, I'm wearing a heart monitor. So we're thinking it may have been a heart problem. I have been taking baby aspirin and Lipitor. Before all this, I never had any symptoms other than feeling a lot of fatigue. Now I feel better than I have in months. If only this could have happened 3 months later. But hey, that's life, and it could have been much worse. I'm very thankful that I'm back to normal. The concern I have is, how will this affect my ability to purchase a Medicare supplement policy? Is there any possibility that I may be denied? Do you have any idea as to what a plan would cost? I appreciate any comments and recommendations you can provide." And this is signed by Norman. And he didn't give me permission to mention his full name, but he has good news headed his way. I was able to tell him that your physical history, your health history, since you're turning 65, will not be a factor in being able to pick out the plan that you want. You can have any plan you want. It'll be guaranteed issue. And then when you ask me how much it's going to cost, and you've already said the high deductible plan is your choice, well, you're going to find out that the cost is going to be very minimal, and you're going to be a happy camper. It's my pleasure always to share good news like that with people. And it was somewhat displeasing that I just looked at the clock on the wall and I find out that we're out of time again. How quickly the time goes. Maybe it's because we have so much fun, Randy.
Well, we only have 75 cents worth of time.
Well, that's true.
You know, every week when we put these things together, Doug sends by which particular courier is it? Is it Wells
it's
Fargo?
The cheap one. No, it's Bob's Courier Company.
Bob's Courier Service. He sends over the appropriate amount of quarters, and I have those in hand to put in the meter.
I want to see them from time to time, so I want to make sure that he's not profligate.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, 75 cents a week. 75, well, actually 75 cents three times a week. That's all I get. So we're going to have to bring her in for a landing. But ultimately, I think we got a good job done today because we had some meaty information.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm hoping the audience feels the same way.
So we're going to have to land the plane. Let's go ahead and do that. Let me mention, I always do, Doug is a nationwide licensed agent to help you with your Medicare and Medicare supplement needs. DBJ at MLM Mailbag is the hottest email going, so write that down and send him some stuff because he stands out. It's really kind of sad. He stands out by his mailbox every morning, hoping to get something at that particular email address. And some days it's, you know, it's really, really good. And other days he drags, you know, head down, you know, tail between his legs, goes back because there's no email. So help him out there. And at the website of MedicareForTheLazyMan.com, there's just lots of stuff you can see and do there. We already talked about the books, so let's just jump right to the don't forget to give us some stars on our podcast and book because we could certainly use it. We're always up against it in the rating wars. But those of you who have been watching or not watching your watches, you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma. No more. He is living in the high mountains behind Cave Creek, Arizona, in his fortress of solitude. And I'm going to ask him to tell you before we sign off which way the circular stairs go in his fortress of solitude.
They are clockwise if you're going up and counterclockwise if you're going down. Thank you for joining us.
And next week, we're going to tell you why that is.
Bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen.